give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll break you.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You and I are sharing the last 9 minutes together on the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where today's title is Unmasking Your Business. Now, actually, a little bit more than that as well. Unmasking your business, unmasking our attitudes. Now, I can't go through the whole show again where I'm saying this pandemic has caused more than enough deaths. That's horrific. But we have to get back to business. We have to get back to our restaurants, our spas, our hair salons, our hotels, all of that being opened. And my premise for writing this show was my trip to South Dakota, quote unquote, where they have already unmasked their business. You go to Rapid City and masks are recommended. There's maybe 5% of the population, maybe an older couple or a family walking in masks because they feel comfortable and they might have some susceptibilities, but about 95% of the people were conducting themselves totally normal. People in shops are being respectful with employees wearing masks. Some of the restaurants and bars didn't even have any masks at all in their staff because they can think independently as adults. And now with the vaccine being out, I just hugged my first doctor 2 days ago and said, hey, I'm totally immune. I've had my first and my second phase shots or whatever. Let's get the most susceptible people, the frontliners, our military, some of the most susceptible individuals health-wise, the vaccines, and then the rest of us will just build up an immunity. But what I want to talk more about in this last 9 minutes in unmasking your business is what it has brought to us, positive and negative, and what are some of the consequences if we don't open up our economy. Number one, first and foremost, the big takeaway is this, my friend. We need to work and be more independently thinking people rather than just herded sheeple and make wise decisions, just like the governor of South Dakota said, hey, look, I have a population that are adults and they can think for themselves and care for their families and they don't need to be over-policed and over-protected. But there's been a real consequence of a 35% contraction of United States GDP. That's horrific. You're going to have double, triple the suicide numbers during that time because financial ruin and the cause cannot be more horrific than the cure. You have to have a level-headed approach on this. And I'm telling you, the second thing is this. You have to take advantage of the things that the pandemic has brought now because those are going to end as fast as they started. Like this. I have a 17 and 14-year-old son and daughter, respectively. It has been an absolute miracle this year. The Lord loves me, where the Lord will turn for what's meant for destruction into the glory of the kingdom. So as he personally helped me with my teenage children, I've spent more quality time with my 17-year-old who has a job at Walmart, a car, he has school, he has a girlfriend and a tennis coach, and I wouldn't see him in a normal year, but I certainly have seen him a lot in a pandemic year. Same thing with my 14-year-old daughter. You need to cherish those times as we unmask our society, unmask our business, and unmask our families. Number two, and this is the biggest one for me, you guys, mortgage is one of the best things that happened out of this pandemic because the only reason rates are 2% for a government loan right now and 2% for 15-year conventional or 10-year conventional loans right now. And the only reason why 30-year conventional loans are 3% right now is because of the pandemic. Literally, the Federal Reserve lowered the prime interest rate. The mortgage-backed security rates have dropped solely as a counteractive result of the pandemic, period. It appeared without any sign in March of 2020, and it's going to disappear just as fast, especially when you add things like one-day impeachment votes or presidents getting removed from social media, banned for life, or say the new Congress votes to expand the Supreme Court, or say out of nowhere a territory like Puerto Rico or the District of Columbia is turned into a state. Those type of things can change our political and financial landscape in a New York minute. So you better call me at 719-330-1457 to start your refinance transaction, your purchase transaction. If you don't own a home right now, or you have an adult child or a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a coworker that is not a homeowner, I would implore you, not for me, but for them, that you share my number, 719-330-1457. I'll get your attention. Let's do a news alert, Matt. News alert. Call me, 719-330-1457, to start your refinance and your purchase transaction right now. Because as soon as we unmask our business, which I pray to God happens, as soon as our economy recovers, I pray to God that that happens, these low rates are gone. Now, real estate market is going to stay hot no matter what. We've proven that. I'm going to talk to Bill McAfee next week with the economic update. How in the world during a pandemic did Colorado Springs just have its best year ever with a 12.8% value increase? I think 30 or 40% of that was supply and demand because of the millennials. 87 million consumers are starting to turn 40 years old this year, and that's a huge wave coming, larger than we've ever seen in the history of the world. But I think more than 50, 60% of it is simple. The rates are historically low, so you can disproportionately buy more house. Because interest rates are so low, you can buy 10% more house than you could last year. That's why values went up so much, because people are racing to the market. And the last point I want to make here in unmasking your business, most importantly, you have to make a difference with your family. Like I told you, what's meant for destruction, the Lord will turn for the glory of the kingdom. This pandemic has been horrific, but if you don't take care and take advantage of interest rates, shame on you. If you don't take advantage of spending more quality time with your family, shame on you. If you don't take advantage of getting real estate because of the interest rates, or eliminating all of your debt because of the interest rates, you can pull equity out of your house and do a full consolidation, even turn your 30-year mortgage into a 15-year mortgage. And all of those things takes care of your family, because it's not about the mortgage. It's not about the real estate. It's certainly not even about the vaccine or the pandemic. It's about the quality time and the expression of those that you love. So call me at 330-1457 right now to start your refinance. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. A passion for my life, a group of people that I would serve to the end of time. Have a great week. See you back here on The Jay Garvin Show.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.